Hey folks, Dan Ferrier here with your July 24th market update. So today we're going to talk about several different things. One, we're going to talk about interest rates. And should you maybe wait until the September rate cuts from the Federal Reserve? We're going to talk about that in different mortgage rates. Then we're going to talk about the economic data and how that's coming in. Is that going to prompt the Federal Reserve to cut rates sooner than later? We're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about housing supply. And you have to find out where to get this data, because the data is really relevant if you're looking to buy your first house. No, I know it's not hard or it's not easy to buy a house in this market. I get it. House prices are, they keep rising and rising and rising, and we're all waiting for that little dip in the market. I don't think it's going to come, folks. I hate to say it that way. We'll have some corrections in certain areas, but we're not going to have a crash because the volume's not there. So we really have to focus on the financing, your options, and how to structure things to make things a little more affordable to you. So the first thing we're going to do is go over where rates are today. Rates dropped just a tad yesterday. I don't know how the day is going to go because the bond market's kind of all over the map. I'm going to show you that here in a second. But what I want to show you right through here, last night I came in and I said the markets are going to be just terrible this morning because we had Tesla and Alphabet both come out missing earnings. And this is what you're seeing. We have the Dow Jones down over 400, NASDAQ down almost 400 points. So the markets are getting hammered right now in regards to that. Let's go to cryptocurrency. It's up. I didn't think cryptocurrency would be up. It's up about $1,000. Let's go to oil. Oil is kind of recovering a little bit. I went home last night. I filled up my gas tank. It was 368. Here's where oil prices are, okay? But on my way to work this morning, it was 425. And this is what's going on with oil prices. So they're at $77 a barrel. We usually don't have oil prices at five until oil gets about a $90 or $100 a barrel. So are we getting kind of screwed at the gas pump? Well, you guys tell me down below what your gas prices are looking like in your area. But the next thing we want to do is go to mortgage rates. So here's mortgage rates that I post every day. Now what these are the top six programs people use when they're buying their first house. Okay, so what the criteria behind this is, and it's very important. Mortgage News Daily, right up through there, they survey lenders all over the country and ask them these five questions. The five questions are, if you have a borrower looking to buy their first house, it's going to be their primary home and a single family home. Okay, that's part of the criteria. Rest of the criteria is right down through here. Okay, it says these people are putting down 25%, so you can see that right through here, and they have a 780 credit score. So what can you get? So here's the conflict that we have, or the debates we have with a lot of borrowers sometimes. They'll call and say, well, Dan, you said today's rate is, you know, X. It's over here. Hold on. Let's go back to rate sheets. It's at 6.8, so I expect 6.8. Well, there's a lot of components to this that we just went through. I just went through five of them. So if you just go over to the average rates, here's what we're looking at. So the reason why I prompted this is I was talking with people over the last couple of days, and they're like, ooh, that rate's a little bit high. Well, based on what? Okay, so let's go to this. This is the average. I just Google it right through here, mortgage rates, and this is what pops up. Here's the best way to learn this stuff. Okay, so let's say I'm looking for a $300,000 house. Let's just get a $200,000 home, okay? I'm looking to put down first-time homebuyers. You only really need 3% down. So let's go all the way down to 3%. Go to 3%. I'm in Illinois, and my credit scores are 780. So I can get a 6.96 rate, okay? So we'll go over here, see how that conflicts to this. Okay, it's 0.1 off. Okay, but now let's start adjusting these things, because most people don't have a 780 credit score. So let's start adjusting this to maybe a 700 credit score. What happens to the rate? 7.3. Let's go down to a 680. What's the rate? 7.4. Okay, so you could see how this is being adjusted. Then you go to this point and wonder if you're putting down 5%. Okay, the rate gets, you know, changes a little bit. What about 10%? 7.4 to 7.5. Okay, it goes up. So this is how weird, I guess, the rates go. Okay, so you could put 15% down, you're almost at 8%. You get what I'm saying through here. This is where rates truly are. If you go to here, it's basically just one rate for a whole cluster of data, but they're showing you the data that most people don't have that criteria. So just a thought out there, folks. So if you really want to dig into this, you know, and anymore, you don't have to call 5-10 different banks. Let me explain this to you real quick. The best way to get help is to call a company like myself. I'm a mortgage broker. We're one of the largest mortgage brokers in the country. I also work at a federal bank. That means I'm licensed through all the country. So if you're out there anywhere, I'd love to help you. Okay, that's what we could do. I could put your loan through the bank, or we're, like I said, we're also one of the country's largest brokers. I can broker your loan out and then see if we can get you much better terms there. Okay, so that's that part of the equation. Let's get over to the economic news that we have today, and the news still keeps crumbling in. Today we have on Wednesday, what do we have so far today? Let's go through these numbers. We have the manufacturing number just came in, and it was previously 51, supposed to stay right there. It actually dropped, so that was a concern, saying manufacturing is coming down. The problem is the servicing sector. The servicing sector is staying strong right now. Last reading was 55.3. This is expected to drop a little bit to 54. Came up to 56. Okay. So now here's new home sales. Remember we had existing home sales up through here, dismal. Now we have new home sales. Last reading was 621. It was expected to uptick. It actually went down. So that's what you're seeing in the news right now. Okay. So let's get over to this next section. Mortgage demand basically drops while people are waiting for the Fed rate cut. So let me explain how the rate cuts are going to work. Okay, so there's a saying on Wall Street. You trade the rumors, or buy on the rumors, sell on the news. So what that means is basically as the data comes in, the markets are going to adjust itself. So what that means basically, if we go over to this section here, the Federal Reserve is expected to cut rates. And now the probability, it went down just a little bit. The probability is in September, they're going to 91% chance they're going to cut rates. Well, this is already predetermined. It's already forecasted out there. So what's happening right now is the markets are taking this in and rates are starting to adjust. So you don't wait until the September meeting, because by the time the September meeting comes, all the data and everything is actually compiled in there. So the rate's already affected. Will rates come down that day if the Fed cuts? It might come down just a little bit, but it's already going to be baked in. Okay, so here's the economic calendar that I have for the day. Basically, everything up there. What we didn't go over is building permits. That's starting to uptick right now through here. We had 1.39 million permits being issued, and it actually came in at 1.45 this time. So the permits are going up right through here. We got building permits went from a negative 2 to a positive 4. So we're now starting to get the building. Here's my issue with this. I've been saying all along, we're not going to have a big crash like we saw in 2008, which was a 15% adjustment, basically all over the country, if not more. Okay, so it was a national event. What you're seeing most of the times right now is pockets like Austin, Texas, parts of Arizona, parts of Florida, parts of California. They're getting, I'd say it right now, there's a lot of inventory there, and it's a lot of that's building. So could that those markets actually pull back? Yeah, they could. Okay, but the nation as a whole, that's what we want to focus in on, because I don't know where you live. So I want to provide this information for you to help you guys with this search. So now let's go to some of the news that you have out there, right through here. So here's, you guys, I got to go there. I got to go here. Okay, I just want to show you, if I'm a new home buyer and I just plug in home market 2024 forecast, this is one of the things that comes up. And look at how many views is out here. 2 weeks ago, there was 250,000 views. The problem I have with data like this is, yes, they're getting the clicks and they're getting that data. But let's actually look at what they provided you here, right, with substance. Home builders trigger major recession warning. Okay. Supply spikes to 2008 levels. Okay, so this is simple to look at. Let's just go to where the housing inventory is. It's right here. So here's our inventory right now, right through here. Here's where inventory was in 2008. Is it higher than or the same? It ain't even close. So this is the data that we're trying to combat against, because I get 3,000 views a day. He gets 250,000 views a day. So the most publicity out there is given to these platforms. But here's the data, folks, and it says it right here, and it's only 2 weeks old. Home builders trigger major recession warning. Okay, I might be on the bandwagon of a recession right now, because all the economic news that keeps coming in is worse and worse and worse. The Federal Reserve better do something quick, because they're going to put us in a bad recession here soon. But then it says supply spikes to 2008 levels. Well, it's an easy thing to look at. Just go to there. There it is. Okay, so the data they provide is absolutely incorrect. I don't know where he's getting the data, but here it is right here. Okay, so that's that part of it. So if you're out there looking to buy your first house, Are you looking to maybe buy your second house? And you don't look at all this data, the naysayers. When's the best time to buy something? When nobody else is buying. So right now as a home buyer, you might have a kind of be in the catbird seat. You have a lot more inventory coming to market, but not as much as 2008. And I just proved that. And you're starting to see mortgage rates coming down, making affordability a little more, I won't say easy in these times, but it is what it is, folks. So if you need guidance trying to navigate this environment because you're just completely lost, because most of our clients are first-time homebuyers, and they'll call in and say, Dan, we really don't even know what to do. Okay, so that's what we're here for. We want to work with people that want us on their team. I don't want to be the person that's like, Dan, I got 15,000 rate quotes. Can you beat it? I don't want those. Be honest with you. Go out. You have the time to navigate this, and you probably have the wherewithal to do it all. So please find a mortgage throughout your process. If you really want to work with us, basically from application stage to keys in your hands, we would love to help you. How do you do that? Well, go to therateupdate.com. This is our website. The first thing I want you to do before you do anything, if you're a first-time home buyer, if you're in Illinois, got great news for you. We have a $10,000 grant program available. Call us to see if you qualify. But if you're anywhere else out in the country, please do yourself a favor. Click the grant finder and see if there's any grants out there to help you with either the down payment or maybe your closing costs. Okay. The next thing you could do is click the apply now button. Now, what we do a little bit different, we have a consultation with you. So you fill out the application. Then before we do anything, we call you and we go through all the questions that you have, make sure all the dots, I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, and then we get your process rolling. So that's the best way to reach out to us. If you'd rather call us, well, you can do that as well. You can scroll down to the bottom of our website. We have mortgage calculators. We have blogs. We have everything else, but here's our 800 number. It's 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly. Yes, it's me. It's dan@therateupdate.com, and I will be answering your questions directly. And many times I just call you and we go through it and I answer all the questions right on the spot. So thanks so much for watching, guys. Rates right now, let's see what the MBS market is doing. We'll go to the My Economic Calendar right through here. We have the MBS market up 10 ticks right now. What does that mean? Well, it means mortgage rates are going to go down just a little bit. Where did I see them? Maybe it's 6.85 by the end of the day if there's no other news. But I will be back today, later this afternoon, with the closing bell. But don't forget, we have our live event today at 2:30 Central Time. Today, it's just first-time homebuyer questions. If you have a question out there you'd love to get answers to, please join us at 2:30 at The Rate Update or Win the House You Love. Both channels have that live event going on today. So thanks so much for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic day. And we're ticks away from 30,000 subscribers. Can you be the 30,000th subscription? Well, click the button right down there and we will find out. Take care. See you soon. Bye-bye.